Going into this weekend's game, obviously you're going to have a familiar face on the other sideline in Chris Chambers from your time in Miami. Just want to ask you first, what was he like as a teammate? And just from playing against him maybe in those practices in Miami, what do you maybe know about him that most people don't?
Chris is was always a good teammate, you know. Always came to work, you know, worked hard, you know, was one of the leaders on the team. We knew we were going to get, you know, 110% from him each week. And just all around good guy, you know, off the field, you know, somebody I could, you know, go to and talk to and hang out with. So, you know, we share more than just the football field as friends, so we go beyond that. But just always been a good guy, but I know he'll be ready to go. And like he's always been every week, he's always prepared and ready to go.
What are some of the things that maybe he has in terms of his abilities that have made him have the impact he's had over the last couple of weeks so quickly in a new offense?
Well, I've been knowing him since, college and going up against him in college. And you always see his frame and it's a 5'11", but when you watch him on the field, he plays much bigger than that. He looks like a 6'2 or 6'3 receiver just because of his arm and wingspan. But it shows his ability, you know, him coming from a new team in order to step right in. And he's done it whether he was leaving Miami and going to San Diego, and now he's showing it again where he steps in and makes an immediate impact. And he's just an experienced player. He knows how to read coverages, and a lot of times when you're coming in, maybe that's a head start of, you know, knowing what to do, even if they just give you a simple route tree in the upcoming weeks. But he's had a couple weeks to kind of sit in and learn the offense now, so he'll definitely be ready to go, and I'm sure he picks up on things, you know, pretty fast. And he's always been a receiver who know how to make adjustments on the go. Whether he see a defensive back sitting on a route, he knows how to convert it and turn it up into a go route or something. So he's always had that ability, and I don't expect anything less with him this week.
With a mobile quarterback like Castle, his skills on the second effort, how important is it to keep him in contain when you have that combo?
You definitely don't want a quarterback like this to get out the pocket. I mean, for him to extend the play, that's trouble for any defense. And you just don't want it. When you have guys like Chambers, who I talk about, you know, who if you're sitting on a route or something, he's going to convert it. And that's what their receivers do a really good job at. And they know if Castle break contain, it's a chance for big play. So we got to do an excellent job of holding that pocket and keeping him in that pocket and not letting him extend the play.
Is there anything you specifically remember maybe from your Big Ten college days playing against some big game or something like that?
You know, at that time I was playing cornerback and he was a receiver, so we had some pretty good matchups. And I think we had homecoming. I think that week, I'm not sure if he caught a ball on me. So that was a good memory. They got the W, but it was just a great chance to go up against a great receiver in the Big Ten. And that's something that I always remember.
And you guys will definitely shake hands, I'm sure, and talk before the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thanks for your time, Bruce. Appreciate it.